From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. The village of Qana in southern Lebanon has been thrust into the international spotlight after an Israeli airstrike there today killed some 60 people, civilians, many of them children. It's the single deadliest bombing in Lebanon since hostilities began between Israel and Hezbollah almost 3 weeks ago. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has expressed great sorrow over the bombing, but also says Qana was a hub for Hezbollah. The attack has drawn international condemnation and sparked protests at UN facilities in Beirut and Gaza. An emergency session of the UN Security Council is meeting at this hour. Secretary General Kofi Annan criticized Washington for not pressing for an unconditional ceasefire. We have several reports tonight. First, NPR's Ivan Watson, who's been to Qana today. Ivan, can you describe for us the scene there today?
Debbie, there were rescue workers in the rubble of a building digging with picks, shovels, their bare hands at times, trying to pull dozens of bodies out of the rubble. We can take a listen for a moment here. Now, one by one throughout the day, they pulled out the bodies of the dead there, and at one point pulling out a baby with a pacifier still attached, dangling from his green shirt. I spoke to one of the woman's survivors. There were just a handful that escaped from this building. She spent the night buried in the rubble. Her body was battered and broken. She said her brother, her father, her sister-in-law, and six of her nieces and nephews were all killed in this airstrike.
Israel says Hezbollah was firing rockets from the vicinity of that building in Qana. Did you see any signs of Hezbollah in the area?
I spoke with a United Nations peacekeeper in Qana. He said there were no signs of Hezbollah there. He also said that in his weeks along the border between Israel and Lebanon, he has not seen a single armed Hezbollah fighter. Neither have I during my time in southern Lebanon. This is a guerrilla force that is hiding its weapons from everybody, it seems. The only real sign we see of Hezbollah is periodic rocket launches coming from the countryside around places like Tyre.
How would you know if you did see a Hezbollah fighter?
We don't know if we're seeing Hezbollah members or not. These people are very secretive. Occasionally you run into Hezbollah plainclothes agents who tell some of the foreign journalists where they can and cannot go, but that is the extent of our exposure to Hezbollah's fighting force.
Ivan, over these last 19 days of fighting, the civilian death toll has continued to rise there. And now we're hearing varying estimates of just how many people have been killed in Lebanon. Why is that?
Debbie, we're hearing numbers between 500 to more than 700 killed from Lebanese government officials. And part of the confusion here is that many people are still believed to be buried underneath the rubble in remote parts of southern Lebanon, which rescue workers cannot reach due to the ferocity of the fighting.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Lebanon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Debbie.